The control is still now.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetri speaking. This is the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yes. I just talked to the lady that we have 2 months in a row that we have a charge from y'all for $54.95. And or $56.95. We did not authorize this charge at all. In fact, last month we reported it to our bank and disputed it, and then now it's showing back up on our statement again for this month.
Huh. Okay, let me see here. Verify your shipping address for me.
3065 Woodhurst Drive, Hartwell, Georgia, 30643.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please.
I think it's under Allen, A-L-A-N, Wade, W-A-D-E, which is my husband.
Thank you. What do you see here? This is for our drill.
He didn't order a drill.
So, sir, my name's Alan Wade.
Okay.
I received an email from Home Depot that said I had won a free drill and all I had to do was pay shipping, which I authorized the payment for the shipment. I never received a drill, but I did not authorize anything else, okay? And so we complained to the bank about this charge in May, and disputed it on our checking account then, okay? So tell me what this $56.95 is for.
All right, when you're signing up to receive that drill, you're signing up for the discount store. So when you pay that $7.95, you are signing up for that discount store. You get charged $56.95 monthly if it's not canceled.
Okay, So you're saying I authorize that?
Yep, that's what it said.
Yeah, you do have to authorize it before you can process the order for it.
Okay, so I think this is a shameful practice. And what company did you say this was through?
I'm sorry?
Confident.
What company is this through?
We're third party. We handle customer support for a variety of online vendors.
So I got a couple of questions. What do we do to stop this?
No, that's already been canceled by the previous agent, so you don't get any further charges.
Okay. And so how do we get our money back for something that we did not legitimately authorize to happen?
All right, what I can do for you, and I noticed you did say you disputed the last month's charge. If you can have your car company call in to verify they'll drop the dispute or there's no dispute in process, we can work out with some type of refund for you.
Okay, so I can call them tomorrow to have them drop the dispute that's in process. And then we have not filed a dispute for the June charges. And so who do we talk to about starting a refund process?
Once you call in once your car company calls back or letting us know there's no dispute in process, anything like that. Any agent could be able to handle that. But,
okay.
Yes, sir, and the counts will be notated.
The second question is, I mean, this has got to be something that people don't see what they're signing because I don't know of anybody that's going to pay, you know, $114 based on the two charges we've had for a drill that I can buy for less than $50. and I never received.
Okay. Well, yes, so that's why we put the information there on the site, letting you know what you're getting charged for and what you're signing up for. We do put that information there because you have to actually have check and agree to it before you process the order.
Okay, so I'll get the bank to call you tomorrow morning or call someone there and tell them there's no ongoing disputes, and then we'll start the refund process, okay?
Right, have them call us. We have to speak to a representative from your car company. Whether it's you and them online or it's just your representative online, we need to speak to a representative from a car company.
This will be a branch manager from the bank.
That works. All right. Is there anything else I can do for you?
And I want to make sure, I know you've already said it, but I want to make sure I heard you right. Any future charges have been canceled?
Yes, sir. That was canceled by the previous agent already.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
I bet that's what that boat is.